poet once wrote the following: as a rule, man's a fool. When it's hot, he wants it cool. And when it's cool, he wants it hot. Always wanting what is not. That's kind of an insightful observation on human nature. If we take a look at the Bible, we read in Philippians 4:11, I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. And yet as we read that, we have to sometimes wonder, can this really be possible? Well, for the Apostle Paul, it was. Philippians 4, 12 and 13 describes Paul's response to life. He said, I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. My friend, this day, whatever you're facing, can you commit it to the Lord to such a degree that you can rest content? I'm asking the same of myself. Can we rest in Christ, knowing that he is sovereign, he's on the throne, that nothing gets past him? My friend, this day, think of these words: in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Listen to it again. Whatever you're facing today, in everything, yes, whatever you're facing, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. My friend, when we think about being able to do those things that would bring us a sense of contentment, we recognize that Paul's relationship with God superseded whatever he did or did not have. His contentment wasn't based on his circumstances, but it was based on his relationship with his Lord and Savior. My friend, this day, if we could do the same, if we could recognize that we have a relationship that will pass through this life and on into eternity, and that whatever we're facing today in the form of a trial or suffering or crisis, it is going to pass, and God is going to show us the good in it. Paul reminds us that contentment doesn't happen overnight. It's something that we learn. As our relationship with God develops over time and through experiences, we learn to trust God more. And you know what? We learn to trust ourselves less. Initially, that's not very comfortable for us, is it? And yet, as we get to know God more, as we see how faithful he is, it helps us to be more and more content. Paul knew that Christ would give him the strength to persevere in whatever situation he encountered. So no matter what you're facing today, through prayer you can receive that strength that Paul experienced. I can receive that strength. Together, in Christ, we can learn to be content, my friend. The Spirit puts it this way. He says, the world is filled with so much good that brings us joy and pleasure, but true fulfillment only comes when Christ we love and treasure. Heavenly Father, help us to find contentment at the same place that we find our salvation, and that's in Jesus Christ, the one who declared that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Father, may we come to rest in our Savior this day. Our shalom, the one who is the peace, because he is the Prince of Peace. And may we know him to such a degree that that peace, that contentment spills from our lives into the lives of those people around us, that they would want to get to know the Prince of Peace too. And we ask this to the glory of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.